Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi, this is Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent, Mr. Jamie, calling from Seattle, Washington.
You know what? They had a show on tonight that was called, I wish I could remember the name of it. It was on the History Channel. It was about getting into these places that normally you can't.
Oh, and, underground?
What is it called?
Hidden Seattle or hidden wherever?
Yeah, it was called The Hidden Places or something like that.
Right.
And it was about this. It was a whole show about the Seattle area.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I was like, oh, my goodness. I was watching it for two reasons, because I thought it was really interesting. But secondly, because knowing you, I was just like going, hey, Jamie, did you know? Yeah, they had a whole thing about at the turn of the century that the founding fathers of I love how they always make it men. You know how that goes. Anyway,
right.
The founding fathers of Seattle had realized that they needed to be creating the electricity for the city. And, of course, everybody's moving there. I'm sure part of that had to do with the gold rush. Moving back forth and stuff. Miss Marvine Lindbergh has just decided to come onto the table. Hey, Miss Marvine.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are
Jamie,
you?
Hi, Jamie, how are you? Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear her? Can you hear Marvine? Anyway, we were just starting to talk about a show that I just was watching this tonight about. It's a show that it's about this guy that gets into these places and cities and stuff that are like behind fences and stuff that normally you can't have access to. He was doing this whole show about the Seattle area.
Right.
Yeah, and what was fascinating about it was, Jamie, have you seen the show, Jamie? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'll have to check that out.
Okay, you'll have to check that out because it was very interesting about, we were just starting to tell him about, the founding fathers of Seattle had realized in turn of the century, at 1908 or something like that, they started creating a water electrical system, basically, that's still in use today. They're still using the same turbines, the same water power. What they did was is they brought the river from Mount Rainier, right, around Rainier. It's like 45 miles away. They created this plume. So it's actually just this whole channel that they controlled. It was a 10-mile channel that controlled the water and put it into pipes, and then it turns all the turbines. It creates enough energy to I think it was like, what did it say, 17,000? I don't know, it's more than that. It's a lot of homes. It's amazing how many homes and how much of the Seattle area that it still produces water. I mean, it's a power and water for the city. And they said without that, they would have never been able to settle Seattle.
Seattle is quite a changing city. And even since I've been up here for 15 years or 16 or so, the character is they are building quite a bit still, and it's kind of interesting to be being part of somewhere for that long to notice things that have been older buildings that are gone and newer buildings and such, and hopefully when all the buildings settle down, we'll see who knows, maybe that's just the way it is, but it is quite a beautiful city as well.
Yes, it is quite a few. I mean, everybody knows the Space Needle and everything else that we have going on with all the beautiful just architecture and stuff that they have in Seattle. And plus, you know, they're so forward-thinking when they've had the different, wasn't there a World's Fair in Seattle?
Exposition at the turn of the century,
yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
a Pan American style thing.
Right,
because
that's they had
there was
the
World's Fair in '62.
Right, but there was a they put in the monorail and all the other things that they have a part of the city
correct.
Now.
That's when that's when the Space Needle in Seattle Center, and they had which is still going, by the way, but yeah, they're coming up on a anniversary, so they're kind of touting that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's even the even that just kind of well, just that pioneering spirit of Seattle being able to come from this place of oh yeah, we'll show you. You see, we can't sell something. We're Seattle. We can totally do that. So think about all the different. You've got Starbucks, and then there's
Microsoft.
Huh?
Microsoft and Starbucks.
No, Amazon. Amazon's up there, right?
Right.
You've got Amazon right up there. So it's what's interesting is that look at almost. I'm not sure if it's every decade or something, but it just seems like there's these forward-thinking, you know, innovative companies and just mindsets that whole Seattle area really brings forward. So that's very exciting. It's no wonder that you love living there because you're just that kind of guy. So there you go.
Oh, well, you know, as much as it is, I go to work and I spend my day at work and then I come home.
Right. But you're out and about with all those people.
I had more time to go run around and go see bands and do
mm-hmm.
this or that. But anymore, it's just trying to keep, you know, minding my P's and Q's and trying to keep my little shop going up here, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
just the way it is, and I'm been very blessed. That's all I can really say.
Yeah, well, you know, never underestimate the amount of time and energy it takes to be able to be minding your own P's and Q's. Okay.
Well, again, you put yourself in a position, and then that's you create what you you hope is something that you're going to do, and if you're any good at anything, you'll prosper, and you don't really just try not to sweat it out too much, you know. And
Well, they say that right along with that mindset, it's the same thing. I mean, when you think of all these different people that have been, been successful and are successful, they always say, what's the formula? The bottom line is loving what you do to the point where you're willing to put in those long hours to have a certain sense of persevering over adversity on a certain level, because you just dig in and you hold on and you keep being able to be innovative and change. And I think that's another thing, too.
Or you're just kind of stubborn and, you're just
right.
kind of pulling, And it's been an interesting business and an interesting career, and I've met a lot of interesting people, and strange.
Yeah, plus you get to bring in your level of your art, because ever since I've known you, you just always just have loved to be expressing yourself in that way, and it's such an important thing that we need to have in a level of just our sense of self. So that all this stuff is a really good segue, because one thing Marvine and I were talking the other day, she's had quite the little ride lately, so I don't know how much she wants to share about that, but
oh boy.
But it goes right along with what's kind of happening on the planet right now, so here, and the whole thing about creativity and stuff like that. So just a reminder, our listeners, if you guys want to get into the conversation, we have some spots open on the switchboard. So that number is going to be 646-727-3206. We do have the chat room open if you want to go ahead and ask a question or make a comment, and I can go ahead and let people know about that too. So, Ms. Marvine, you want to go ahead and jump in here a little bit, since we're talking about some of the changes on the planet and how they're expressing themselves on personal levels in our lives. There we go.
Well, you know what is interesting is I heard from somebody I hadn't heard from in a few years. I've certainly been through my challenges in the last few days. The last couple of years, actually. But what's interesting is a lot of people are taking some of this stuff very personally. Or there's a lot of finger pointing. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
and I'm having some technical problems tonight.
Is that what we call that? Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, but what's happening is there's a major worldwide wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the hard part is one way or another, everyone is being affected by it. And I'm not talking about just the people who have lost their homes or the people who have money or all the ones in the middle. What's going on has had a major impact, and part of that impact is a wake-up call for probably honesty, integrity, and ethics to come more to the forefront. You know, we've come a long way with health care. We've come a long way with communication and technology. But during that process, a lot of people have lost track of the need and the natural part of being together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that the hard part is when you start going through something is to not take it, don't take it personally. And I know this sounds easy to say, and it's not, but I think the most important thing is to realize that it's a process we're going through. That process, regardless of how bad it seems, will change.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on all over the universe right now, including,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you take a look at the atmosphere and a lot of other things, it's change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the big picture is this is a time for all of us to start working together. And I know, you know, you and I touched bases on some things yesterday. I'm sure you remember one of them, because I don't.
I'm going to go ahead and just do this. You know, Marvin wound up having a real interesting conversation
and
happening.
Go ahead
with
and share it because I don't have anything to hide. So.
Well, she had a problem. You know, one thing that I think is always interesting is I have a problems with the. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. My computer is acting like it wants to do crash or something. So anyway, I'm just hoping I don't. Okay. It's being fine here. Okay, cool. Let me make sure I don't lose you guys. It's like I'm not trying to panic, but I'm watching my screen and it's like, ah! It's kind of like life right now. We're looking at something on a visual level, but yet, you know, if you tap in and listen, we're still okay. So there you go. I'm actually living it as we're talking about it, which I think is interesting. But anyway, she had a hot water heater that she thought she was going to have to replace. And delightfully, I ended up having the opportunity to be able to go visit her yesterday. And it was just a little coil issue, you know, a little heating element that she had to replace. And it ended up being this wonderful thing that was like no big deal. So that's really exciting and great. So it's things like that, you know, you can't necessarily judge a book by its cover right now, and you've got to go by your gut more than what's happening on a visual level sometimes right now. It's like, you know, and that always comes from, you know, science is learning more and more and more about the heart and when it comes to just our energetic levels. And our heart is the hub. You know, our organic heart is the hub of everything we have going on there. And if you're familiar with the energy centers of the body, the chakra, the heart chakra, which actually is the center of our chest, it's got like five times the amount of different energy that actually goes through that, along with, you know, right above our navel, which is our solar plexus. So that middle area of our body just hones in and opens all that stuff. So with saying all that, it's just a matter of like coming from our heart, coming from our gut, more than sometimes what's happening on an external level can really show what's happening with stuff. So are you guys still there?
Yes, we are. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, so apparently you're sick. See, I still don't have anything going on with my computer.
Well, I had a song that cut in a few minutes ago and cut you guys out, and it was a really old song, and I'm thinking, this is really interesting.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. So there's a fairly new person that I've been gotten introduced to. His name is Lee Harris, and he's actually from England. And he's an intuitive that has been very generous with messages and stuff that he's going out there and stuff. And a few years ago, on an intuitive level, I literally one day started saying, "What the heck is going on with the planets? Like, what's up on planet Earth?" I mean, that's the phrase that was in my head. So I actually just went on Google and I said, "What's up on planet Earth?" And come to find out, it was actually a website. And it was that ended up being this lady named Karen Bishop that was actually out there saying, you know, these are different things that she was sensing and putting it out there for people so they could have a sense of what was happening on it, just a very subtle level with what's happening on a big planetary and galactic level with you know, this major shift that's happening on the planet. So, you know, 2012 is definitely, you know, on a lot of different levels, stuff that's shifting and happening, but it's more than just us. It's, you know, we're just one planet in this whole galactic shift that's happening and the alignments of things that are happening. It's one thing I think is really interesting, and it's to me it's confirmation of what's happening on a level, because they're saying, you know, look to the planets, look to, you know, the astrology and stuff like that. Yeah, the full moon. Yeah, we have a leap year. It was on a full moon. You know, there's the moon.
There's the full
moon
coming up, right?
Right, full moon's coming up on the 8th.
On the 8th, that's coming up.
On the 8th, really close,
a
couple days here.
What's up for the full moon?
That's right. And along with that, too, is notice right when either you have full moons within about 3 or 4 days, or especially when we're going into the solstices and the equinoxes, there's going to be some major shifting happening. And part of it goes
at the beginning of April.
Right, and that goes right into the alignments of what's happening with solar flares that are happening on the planet. So a lot of it's having to do with what's happening with our sun, because our sun is just, you know, has all these, the electromagnetics that we've been, you know, having coming into the planet on such a subtle level. Some of it say subtle, but some of it's, you know, can be very disarming to some people. I mean, you know, go to any medical situations and you're seeing all these people freaking out and having a lot of physical, you know, issues and complications that they're having to deal with. But with that, you know, we could back up a little bit and just say, you know, are you spending quiet time every day? Are you making time for yourself? Because ultimately, the biggest, you know, the biggest purpose that any of us have on the planet is to love ourselves and to give love to one another. That's our biggest gift. And that's our biggest, you know, purpose on the planet. Whether, you know, society would say, well, you know, you're a great tattoo artist and you're a great florist and you're a great, you know, intuitive, you know, and coach for people. But along with that, too, is, you know, how are we serving on a level that can make it to where we are really getting what we need? So it's really interesting what's happening on a lot of different levels right now. So, Marvin, do you have anything you want to add to that? I kind of went off on a...
Wow, that was pretty deep. That was a deep
You have to order dessert. It's time for some soda. It's time, for a, you know, hot fudge sundae, you know.
We haven't talked about food on the cafe in quite a while.
I know. It used to be a regular mode event. Well, you know, we cut down to a half an hour, and it's really hard to get those snacks in a half an hour.
Cut it out right there. Man.
Yeah, we're like, oh, okay, we got to do it before or after the show now, because the conversation's got to stay with, you know, our topic.
What about, we haven't even had any nectarines coming up for springtime.
I know.
Well, one of the things I think that's really interesting right now is with some of the things that we're experiencing, and again, I'm using the collective we, and this is a tough one. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's an opportunity for us to get in touch with how we deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do? Anger, fear, frustration, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Those are all normal emotions. But a lot of times what happens is if we can just take a deep breath and take a look at whatever the particular issue is, and maybe even try to find some humor in it if you can. I know that's what my husband and I have done. And we got the water heater fixed, and tonight I happened to look under my kitchen sink. I had another kind of flood, but... I mean, we just have been laughing, but I think what's interesting is most of us, and I'm talking about people in general have a tendency when they are in the thick of something. It could be an emotion. It could be a project. It could be whatever. We hold our breath. It's not like holding it last, and you take a deep breath and hold it. But what it is we breathe very shallow. And what happens is we're in many respects constricting or restricting our problem-solving and creativity abilities, if that makes any sense at all.
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
okay,
it makes a lot
of sense. We're not aware we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things that it's unconscious, and I think that's where if we become more aware and begin to take those deep breaths, which is one of the purposes of meditation or quiet time, and even if it's just a big sigh, like to get rid of the frustration or whatever, but what happens is it helps you refocus in a different direction.
Oh, but I mean, you know, I don't want to even minimize the amount of how powerful just, you know, when you kind of have this something happening, as I've noticed I've been doing that the last few days, is it's almost like I'm catching up with myself, you know, when it comes to stuff. And one of the nice things I had with Marvin yesterday was we actually sat down and we were sitting in her living room. We had, a glass of wine and we were just sitting there visiting. And she kind of looked at me like, it's nice. Yeah, you know, we were laughing and just, I think that was the line. But
you know what?
Anyway.
I really like having a good laugh, too, man. A really good laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Belly rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's that just sitting down and catching your breath and just, you know, oh, I need to breathe. That's such a thing. But, I mean, it's always the breath. I mean, any philosophy that you look at, whether it's Buddhism or, you know, anything having to do with just a sense of being in the now, it's take a breath.
Pay attention to your breathing. And I think another thing along those lines has to do with the fact that we as a society have gotten so busy. And either we're busy doing stuff, whether it's work or we get so busy in our heads that we forget to be in the now, to do some of the things we really want to do or the things that we're capable of. And I think it's really important to become more aware of we're in that moment of being. And whether it's being just sitting in a chair or being in the middle of a project, but giving ourselves permission to have fun with it. And if something goes amok with it, don't take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, today, for whatever reason, the past couple of days, I've been craving some chicken Alfredo.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm with Jamie, and I go, So what I did was I wanted to take a friend of mine. We went and had lunch today, and we split it, so it wasn't so many calories. But anyway, we split it, and oh, my gosh, that first taste, I just let it just roll around in my mouth and just enjoyed that taste because it was something that I'd been wanting and craving, and I just really just relished that.
Wait a minute, is there a problem? Okay.
No. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. So, but it's hey,
okay.
That kind of thing is just like take the time, whatever you're doing, to really be there and really enjoy that and using your senses to have a sense of, you know, I'm really guilty of being a fast eater. Oh, my goodness. I just, you know, eat and people are like, oh, my gosh, are you starving? What's going on? You're like, no, that's as fast as that's how I eat. I just eat. You know?
Why
anyway.
Do you do that? Why do you do that?
I think I do that because I'm in a I'm a middle child of five daughters in my family, and we kind of had an unspoken rule in our family that if you ate fast enough, you could have seconds.
that whole process, that whole dynamic is really, really interesting, but let's take it to another different little place there, okay?
Yeah.
So what happens when you eat really, really fast so you can have seconds is you eat more than you need, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, we'd always have a certain amount. No, but listen, but when you're, you know, mom's dishing out the food, and you get a certain portion of food, and you might want more food or whatever, or it's like one of your favorite meals. I'll say, like, it's like mom's spaghetti or something. You know what I mean? You know, there's that one meal, one or two meals that mom makes, you're just like, yeah, mom's making da-da-da tonight. I'm going to have more, you know. It's like my mom always had a story about her sister that anytime their mom eats spaghetti, they'd all have spaghetti, and then her sister would run around the house three or four times, and she'd sit down and have another whole plate of it because it was so good. So there you go.
Okay. That was a nice story, and that was a lot of kind of never mind. I'm not going to go there. But the other part of it is what other reason do you think you do that? And I don't mean you personally. What other reason do you think that people do that?
That they would eat fast?
Uh-huh.
That they would eat
fast? When you go to school, you only have a certain amount of time, especially during lunch, to go eat and then do something else, I imagine. But I'm so used to just gobbling everything down.
Okay, and that means, for the most part, you're really not where you are. You're not paying attention to what you're doing or what you're eating. Either you're on to your next project, or you're in such a hurry, or you're such aware, you're so aware of some kind of a time schedule that you don't really pay attention to the foods you're eating. You might the first taste, but you taking advantage of and enjoying the entire movement. What's really interesting about food, since we're talking about food, I mean, obviously the given is we need it to sustain ourselves. But I think another thing that's interesting is if you take a look at a lot of the restaurants out there now, there's not too many restaurants you can go to where you can really go in and sit down and enjoy a meal and have a quiet conversation, because most of them, the music is really loud. And so they're pumping it through and people don't realize it, but when you've got that kind of audio interferences, for lack of a better word, you're using a lot of your energy to block out sounds and things, and you're not using the energy to appreciate and enjoy and process your food.
Well, see, that's one thing I've noticed.
Go ahead.
Well, one thing I've noticed is the last few days is like, well, you know, what do I want? I want to be able to go sit in a little, like a patioed environment in a quiet cafe, have like some kind of a nice appetizer and a simple glass of wine and enjoy
like
a
kind of little restaurant we went to last night, right?
Exactly. Just finding these quiet places that are just such treasures, because it gives you an opportunity to just be intimate with somebody on a level where you can have that, you know, just sweet conversation. You can really sit with somebody. You're sitting and sharing with each other. I can see why so many, you know, European countries just have this available all the time, where you can actually just go someplace and just sit and be with people. It's just so important.
Well, it is, but I think, again, I'm going to go back to the origination of the conversation with regards to food and whatnot, is that if you look at food not as food, but as an energy and something that you're making a part of your body, of your energy, you might look at it a little bit differently and say, wait a minute, I'm going to take this half hour and I'm going to be here and I'm not going to do business in 20 places or worry about where I'm going next. I'm going to take this time and I'm going to welcome this food. And if a lot of people would do that, they would get healthier in numerous ways, including but not limited to losing weight. And even in that little bit of being able to be in that quiet place and appreciating whether it's a nice little environment or whatever, I think the most important thing is most of the time we're not paying attention anymore where we are, because we're always someplace else.
So we're down to like our last 45 seconds, because literally I can't see my screen, but my wonderful little switchboard's telling me we're down to like 60. We're like down to our last 30
seconds.
Hey,
you guys, this goes really fast.
That went too quick again.
So to remind, which please remind everybody how they can get a hold of you, Miss Wonderful Marvine Lindbergh. You know, like I said, she's a psychic extraordinaire, and she does do private counseling and messaging. So how do they get a hold of you?
949. Wrong area code. 909 909-936-7133, and then you can get a hold of me through Robin's shop. She's a fabulous flower designer, and that number is
651-689-2711. And if you're up in the Seattle area and you want to just go and get yourself a wonderful tattoo, you need to go to Chrome Ohm with Mr. Jamie, Jamie Trujillo. And the go ahead, the phone number, just say it again. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Okay, all right. Well, we thank you for joining the cafe, and we will see you guys next time. And stay cool, and be taking care of yourself and loving yourself and everybody around you. So have a great night.
Bye.